So, spoilers for this week's Walking Dead, especially for last Sunday's Walking Dead, Andrew Lincoln's final episode. Now, I've been a fan of the Walking Dead television show since the very first episode, which aired on Halloween night, which at the time just seemed completely appropriate. I actually think it would have been cool if they had just always aired the premiere on Halloween. Of course, I understand logistically why that wouldn't have been possible. I just thought it would have been neat, but I've actually been a fan of the property longer than that. Not a ton longer, but I did, after discovering Robert Kirkman's writing in Invincible, I did try out the Walking Dead comic book, which I still read to this day, though I'm usually one or two issues behind on it. I do still enjoy the comic, and so I have a pretty long history with the property. Now, I will admit, the last couple years, the show has gone from appointment television, must watch that day, to, yeah, I'd try to watch it within the next day or two. And last year, a couple times, I think at one point I was maybe two episodes behind with, you know, the next one coming in the next couple days or something like that. Like, I think that was my height that I was behind. And in fact, when the final episode aired last season and I finished watching it, I even thought, and if I remember right, I even tweeted something along the lines of, I don't know if I'm going to continue with the season. I really feel, or with the show, I really feel like its best days are behind it. I really feel like it started off so strong, and yeah, sure, it had some dips, but overall that it was really, really a good show for years. And then all of a sudden, just the quality just dipped, and I don't know what happened. I don't follow The Walking Dead news as closely as I do other properties, so I don't know if there was a showrunner switch. I know they've had showrunner switches, but I don't know if this directly correlates with how I feel about the show. But I really didn't know if I was going to continue watching this year. And then I found out Andrew Lincoln was going to be leaving the show, which, you know, Rick Grimes, he plays the lead character. I mean, he's the main character of the entire show. If you had to, yes, it's an ensemble cast, but he's the main character. And I really didn't know how they were going to do it. I guess I just assumed they were going to kill him off, but, you know, I didn't know that to be true. It's possible they'd come up with some scenario to keep him alive. So I'm going to give a final spoiler warning here that I am going to say what they did with him. Turns out, this is it. No more turning back. If you're still listening to this, you're going to get spoiled. Turns out they left him alive. He got put in a situation where he was by himself attempting to lead a herd away. He got hurt when the horse he was on got spooked through him, and he fell on, I don't even remember what it was, some sort of bar or pipe or something that went through him. I'm brain farting on what it was at the time, but regardless, so he got severely injured. And he's still able to, I mean, he's Rick Grimes, you know, he doesn't quit. He musters it up and he is able to lead this herd mostly away. He gets him back onto the bridge that has been so important to him all season. And he's been adamant this bridge must be built. They need this bridge for long-term survival, for long-term building of the communities and joining the communities that they have, you know, kind of formed this little, I guess, pact with, this little committee with, whatever you want to call it. And the herd is following him across the bridges. Now, before I get to that point, I want to say he has a few hallucinations throughout the show, and they were really cool. You know, the first one had Shane, and it had callbacks to season one. The second one had Herschel, and it was calling back to the farm. The third one was Sasha, and it was like, it really didn't call back to a specific season so much as it was him standing in a field of dead bodies, and it was quite the visual. And by the end of it all, the herd is catching up with him. He's past the bridge. His friends, his family are just about to him to try and rescue him. And he calls them off, knowing that it's too risky for them. There's too many walkers that even with that group that they had, which included Michonne and Daryl, whom everybody would agree is by far the best at fighting the walkers outside of Rick himself, that with Rick injured, that they just couldn't do it. And one of the walkers on the bridge happens to knock over some dynamite that was in a box. Why this was on the bridge, I don't know. That feels a little weak to me. But regardless, it made for a pretty awesome shot when Rick used his gun, hit the dynamite, blows up the bridge, and then you have this just flames everywhere because it's a wooden bridge, and walkers walking through the flames and then falling in the newly created hole into the water below. Pretty awesome, I gotta say. It was a little sketchy how they got there, but the look looked really cool, so I'm willing to give him a pass on that. And of course, at that time, you think he's gonna die, and suddenly they cut to the girl from the junkyard whose name I can never remember, Jadis or Jardis or something like that. And there's been this subplot with her, talking to somebody about getting extracted, and she needs an A, which they mean a person, but I don't know who they mean, or she need, but they don't want a B, and she had a B or she had an A, and kind of went back and forth. And at the end, you see her talking and saying, "Hey, I have a B. He helped me. He's hurt. Can you help him?" And I kind of thought at first it was going to be, you know, Gabriel, because that's who she had been with and he was injured. But no, she had left him and she had found Rick. And so, I mean, the rest of the people couldn't get to Rick because of the river they were trying to cross. I understand that. But I don't know how she got to him, but she gets to him and helicopter lands and takes off again with him in it, with Rick in it. And you see like little oxygen tubes in his nose. So they have some medical training. And it's like, I gotta wonder, did Daryl and Michonne and the rest see this helicopter at all? No idea. But regardless, I'm curious what they're going to do. And I'm like, I got to be honest with you. I would have hated this ending, I think, because it really felt like a cop out. Like, I really kind of felt like Rick should have been killed so he can go back to being with his son, with Carl, you know, and I guess with Lori to an extent, but really just with Carl. That said, it was announced afterwards, this is not the last we're seeing of Rick Grimes. Apparently, they're doing like 3 movies, which kind of surprises me because I thought the whole point of Andrew Lincoln leaving was to go and be with his family back in, I think it's England, but be with his family. And so I'm surprised they're doing these movies. I guess they're going to be like feature cinema style, big budget movies, but it's coming to television. And I don't know how I feel about this. On one hand, I feel like, as an ending, it wasn't a good ending for Rick. So I'm glad that we are going to see more. On the other hand, I feel like this whole season's been a little bit of a bait and switch because it's been advertised as he's done playing Rick Grimes. And oh, nope, turns out he still has significant time with the character left. That said, it's been a strong season. I have been impressed with it. And I will at least give it another episode or two just to see how they handle being without him. But at the same time, I kind of feel like the show is still on the edge of having to keep me as a viewer. All right, let me know what you think. Brentech Prime on Twitter.